This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Senate Finance Committee approved the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in a huge bipartisan vote, clearing the way for final congressional approval and badly needed boosts for America's farmers and manufacturers.
Mr. Chairman, the final tally is 25 ayes, 3 nays.
25 ayes, 3 nays. The bill is reported.
And with that historic vote by the Senate Finance Committee, the new North American Free Trade Agreement, or USMCA, is on its way to final approval in the U.S. Senate after broad bipartisan House approval last month. But can it be done before a competing impeachment trial? Grassley says transmittal from the House of Articles of Impeachment could delay a USMCA vote, unless it takes a few days to start a trial.
I don't know whether it's that very minute or whether it could be 3 or 4 days later. If it was 3 or 4 days later and we can get an agreement to bring it up, I think the leadership would like to get as much done as they can.
Either way, Grassley predicts near unanimous Senate passage. Agriculture and renewable trade certainty is a key reason. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts.
I have heard from folks around the country, it is clear they need reliable markets, both domestically and abroad. And for this reason, I will be supporting the passage of UMSCA.
And top Agriculture Committee Democrat Debbie Stabenow had this to say on ending Canada's Class 7 milk pricing scheme.
This pricing scheme allows Canada to manipulate the price of their milk, which in turn lowers the demand for U.S. milk exports. Enforcement of this new language is critical for American dairy producers.
Canada's grading of U.S. wheat is made fairer, poultry access is increased, while all other ag tariffs are kept at zero, leading to more than $2 billion worth of expected new ag sales in Canada and Mexico. Just 2 Republicans and 1 Democrat opposed USMCA in committee on environmental or process grounds. But most Republicans praised the president for delivering on his campaign promise to replace NAFTA. Most Democrats claimed credit for improving USMCA with labor protection and enforcement tools. In other national ag news on your Wednesday, the new year means enrollment deadlines for the 2019 Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, and the Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, programs, and those are quickly approaching. Richard Fordyce, administrator of the Farm Service Agency, says it's a great time for producers to head to their local FSA office to get signed up.
For the 2019 crop, the deadline is March 15th, and for the 2020 crop, the sign-up deadline is June 30th. We're asking producers, while times are a little slower on the farm, and certainly I know there are not very many of those days throughout the year, encouraging producers to come into their local Farm Service Agency office and get signed up for ARC PLC. It's our main safety net program.
Fordyce says the ARC and PLC programs have more flexibility for producers than when the program first started.
Some changes to the programs via the 2018 Farm Bill allows more flexibility to producers. So producer would go into an FSA office, do their 19 sign-up and elections, do their 2020 sign-up. The election for 19 will also be the same for 2020, and then producers will have the flexibility for crop years 2021, 2022, and 2023 to change those elections if the market or other indicators tell them that that's what they need to do.
Both farmers and their local FSA offices aren't quite as busy as they are at other times of the year, which makes it a great time to get in and get the paperwork done.
It takes a little longer to do the application and do the sign-up. That's why we're asking folks to come in now and get that done, again, ahead of more of a busy season, so they've got that behind them and they're ready to go for 19 and 20.
While producers have learned a lot about both programs, the FSA has designed a tool to help producers make the best decision for their individual operation.
We partnered with Texas A&M University and the University of Illinois to develop a decision support tool that producers can actually put their own numbers in to help them make the decision as to which program would be better for which crop. The web address for that decision support tool, fsa.usda.gov/ARCPLC.
And again, that was Richard Fordyce, the administrator of the Farm Service Agency, and we'll move on to state and local ag news following these messages.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Farmers, you're invited to attend the Lincoln Precision Annual Educational Seminar to be held at the Kleinfelder Farm Shop, 5 miles south of Nokomis, on Thursday, January 16th, starting at 8 o'clock a.m. with lunch provided. This year's focus will be on water management, biologicals, 2018 Advanced Grain Management System results, on-the-go organic matter, soil moisture sensing, and pre-harvest satellite yield projections. Reserve your space now by calling Andy at 217-670-4435 or Benji at 618-713-4883.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members save big with the new membership benefit platform. Members enjoy access to more than 302,000 discounts on everything from hotel rooms, theme parks, restaurants, and movies to Ford vehicles, prescriptions, electronics, and more. If you aren't a member of Macoupin County Farm Bureau but would like to join, call 217-854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Wednesday afternoon farm show. And as we move on into state ag news, when we think of celebrating dairy products, we typically think of the month of June, which is dairy month in the U.S. But as Aaron McGraw and the St. Louis District Dairy Council will explain, this Saturday is another reason to celebrate.
So, yes, June is the big dairy month. It is dedicated all month long to dairy. But this Saturday is actually National Milk Day. So there's different things you can do. This was established in the 1800s, and that's when we think about milk being delivered in, like, the sterilized glass bottle with the milkman and all of that, too. So I would encourage you to sample a new milk product. There's so many different flavors of milk out there now. There's different seasonal products. Or if it's been a while since you've just had a glass of milk with a meal, just try it out and see how it feels. See how you feel after that meal, too. Oftentimes you feel pretty satisfied for a while afterwards because of that high-quality protein. Trying a new recipe featuring dairy foods. Talk to your kids about dairy and how it comes from cows. There's actually, in different areas, farms that actually participate in agritourism, or they do tours in kind of the St. Louis surrounding areas. There's Marcoute Jersey Creamery in Greenville. There's Ludwood Creamery and Rop Cheese are all local creameries in the Illinois area that welcome tours, and you can really learn about milk and dairy farming and how it ends in a really delicious product as well. So there's all sorts of things you can do, but finding new and creative ways to incorporate milk is a really great way to start.
Again, that was Aaron McGraw, registered dietitian with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Moving along now to local ag news and our ag bulletins for this month. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders will be holding their January meeting tomorrow evening, Thursday at 7. That'll be held at the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. Items on the agenda in new business are the 2020 FFA Acquaintance Day ideas, as well as 2020 officer elections. Again, the meeting tonight for the Farm Bureau Young Leaders of Montgomery County is tomorrow night at 7. Country Financial and the Illinois Farm Bureau, as well as other organizations, are teaming up to hold agribusiness seminars throughout the state to better equip farmers and growers with the knowledge they need to make informed decisions for their operation. Two of these agribusiness seminars will be held in our local area next week, with the first to be held on Monday morning at 8:30 at the Fayette County Farm Bureau in Vandalia. The second seminar will be held on Tuesday morning at 9 at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Lake Shelbyville Visitor Center. Speakers for the seminar will include Doug Yoder of Country Financial, Dr. Gary Schnittke with the U of I, and Joe Camp of AgriVisor. The 79th annual meeting of the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will take place next Tuesday evening, the 14th, at 6 p.m. at the Extension office in Hillsboro. A light meal will be provided by Milanus Catering, followed by a short program from Ashley Dawson, Farm Bill biologist with Pheasants Forever. Ashley will discuss the importance of providing wildlife habitat cover and how the program can be utilized for that purpose. To RSVP for the meeting, you can call Administrative Coordinator Melissa Cobble at the Soil and Water Conservation District's office. That's 532-3361 extension 3. And all reservations are due by Friday, the 10th. In other bulletin board news, the Illinois Wheat Association and the Illinois Soybean Association checkoff programs are continuing to join forces this year to co-sponsor the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum. This forum will be held at the end of the month, Thursday, January 30th, at the Doubletree Hilton Hotel at 222 Potomac Boulevard in Mount Vernon. Registration will take place that morning from 7:30 till 8:30, and the conference will begin at 9. The Illinois Wheat Association annual meeting will then be held at 8:30, which is also open to participant attendance. Speakers and topics at this year's event will include Phil Needham of the Needham Ag Technologies on double crop management, Pope Commodities on market strategy, and wheat yield contest winners and panels of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency representatives, amongst others. The conference agenda is posted on the Illinois Wheat Association website, illinoiswheat.org. In other bulletin board news of the local area, the Univia Extension for Montgomery County will be offering the state-mandated Certified Food Protection Managers course and exam. This two-day course will be held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro on January 30th and 31st. Participants are required to attend both days of class, and pre-registration is due by next Thursday, January 16th, by calling the Montgomery County Extension Office at 532-3941. And that'll wrap up this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. But remember, you can send any ag news to us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So for this Wednesday afternoon, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.